Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday in Ordinary Time and the readings are from Cycle A.
I was thinking this homily might sound familiar, shared something very similar in the fall quarter. But sometimes we kind of need to hear the similar message. Jesus said the same thing, come follow me. He said it in the fall, but different times in our life, different times in the year, we need to hear because different things are going on in our life. So we might reflect, where are you at? We start with the students. Whereas students, right now it's early in the quarter, so it's not too heavy yet. But everyone knows winter quarter gets tough. But it's interesting, such an opportunity to study, to be here at this university. We don't want to let it get down, but it does. Sometimes the studies can bring us down. But for those working, the same thing. There's so many opportunities. We're so blessed here in Silicon Valley and in our economy, we have so many opportunities, but sometimes work can become that busyness, the work cycles, those two-week cycles, everything, and it starts pulling us down. Same thing in our country, the politics. We're actually so blessed. We're so blessed. We have transfers of power that are peaceful. I spent time in other countries where it was so bad. We are so blessed. But still, those divisions, everything is real. But the more we get caught up in the news cycles and the divisions that are there, the more we get caught, we get focused and pulled down by that. So we have to be careful of getting pulled down by whatever it is, school, work, politics. And I know it's just hard. Wherever we're at, it always happens. I remember my dream job, my passion. I was so passionate about this job. Got to do oceanography. And finally, I mean, on the ship that I was just, this was my dream, to be in the oceanographic research ship like this. In the midst of that, I saw being pulled down. First of all, starting with scientists. That competition to be the principal scientist, the egoism came out and all this competition, and already is, oh, that's ugly. And then just sometimes the work, you go out on these oceanographic crews and everyone's working, trying to maximize their time. It's the same story. It's the same cycles of Silicon Valley. Well, we need to maximize every minute of time because the ship costs so expensive. So we'll work for 3 weeks straight. There's no such thing as Sundays. Every day is exactly the same. And you know, in that cycle, top scientists from around the world, after 3 weeks of working like that, they start playing solitaire. The monotony pulls everyone down. So this is a temptation for everyone, for students, in work, in politics, to get pulled down. And I kind of picture these fishermen now with that perspective. Usually I hear, oh, they're out fishing. Oh, it's great. Throw out a net, pull in the fish. No, these are subsistence workers. They are working to survive. If they don't catch fish, they don't bring any food home, don't bring any money home. Sometimes they had to spend all night. So you can imagine them now fixing their nets all evening during the light, then out fishing all night, do it again. Maybe they didn't see their family now for days, having to work, being up all night. This is grueling work. In the midst of this, Jesus comes by. And so when we hear that then, Jesus says, come and follow me. And they drop their nets. Now, I mean, Jesus is not saying, just forget work, drop out of school, forget everything. In fact, they go back and they work later. But remember the story of Peter fishing and he catches nothing. But he sees the Lord and the Lord tells him to put out again. And he brings in a great load. and when he does it with Jesus. Now, I'm not preaching prosperity gospel here. I'm not saying follow Jesus and you're going to be successful students. Follow Jesus, you're going to make a lot of money. You're going to make a killing in Silicon Valley. I'm not saying that. Jesus is saying, follow me. And he's saying, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, I've said the same words about repentance already, but repentance, when we hear that word, is, oh, we need to change our actions. Yes, if you're doing actions that keep you away from God, you got to change those actions. Yes, get rid of that. But repentance, the Greek word, means you got to change your mind as well. Change your mind literally from going from school is busyness to this is an opportunity to be here at Stanford, to be in a university studying, to see school as an opportunity to study God's creation. Change your mind from, I have to work to survive, I have to work, to, when I saw that in Oceanography, I met another grad student, and it's our responsibility not to become jaded like this. And it was beautiful. That student wasn't even Christian. He wasn't Christian at that time, but I know he was on the right path. Our job is not to get pulled down like that. But that's changing our mind. But Jesus gives us even a more powerful way of repentance. I like the Hebrew word for repentance, shub. It means something like cling to God. Repentance is cling to God. Let go of what you've been clinging to. Let go of those things that are pulling you down. Like those fishermen, let go of those things that are pulling you down and reach out, cling to God. That's repentance. So I want to give you an opportunity to examine your life. I'm going to invite you for a few moments. Just close your eyes. Think of the things that are pulling you down. If you're a student, think of the school, the things that you're involved in. Are you getting caught up in the busyness? For those who are working, is work pulling you down? In the politics, are the divisions that exist, is it pulling you down? And anything else in your heart, sometimes it's ourself and our own thoughts, wanting to please others. Anything that's holding us down, God's inviting us to let go. To let go of being pulled down. We're not called to be pulled down. Repentance is letting go and clinging to Him, clinging to God who loves us. In this moment of examining our lives, let us examine them with God loving us in the midst of what we're doing, in the midst of being a student, in the midst of working, in the midst of this country, being citizens. Let us allow God to love us. When someone loves us, a friend, especially we remember our parents, and we just embrace them. We clung to them when we needed help. God looks on us through Jesus with that love. Let us repent. Let us cling to Jesus. If you need help, if you need help trusting Jesus, trusting God, you have others to share with. If you have already had this relationship with Jesus, we build it every day. We trust Jesus, we have to let go every day. And so we're built up by coming to this Mass. We experience, we cling to Jesus as we receive God's love in the Eucharist. This is our opportunity to be built up in that love, in that freedom. So we come and celebrate this freedom, this clinging to Jesus here in this Mass. So we come back and open our eyes and prepare to go through this Mass. My friends, offering ourselves to Jesus like this gives us Jesus at the center. This second reading that asks for unity among the church, this is what causes unity, by putting everything in Jesus' hands. This week, the church is praying for unity among all Christians. The only way to achieve that unity is by daily doing this, clinging to Jesus, putting our life in his hands. It's so difficult. It's been 500 years. It's not going to happen until everyone starts doing this. It's when we give ourselves to Jesus that we can hear those words that came from St. Paul. Brothers and sisters, I urge you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you agree in what you say and there be no divisions among you, that you be united in the same mind and in the same purpose. When you give yourself to Jesus, then you can be united. And it practically works. Here on campus, meeting other ministers and seeing the united in spirit in Christ, we're working together. I'm meeting one of the Episcopalian ministers tomorrow. We finally put it on the calendar. We're going to have a beer tomorrow. But much more than that, too. We also were students in theology together. We studied Christology. We studied who Jesus is. So we're going to have a beer and work out theology. And it's like, let's be real honest. Let's bring out some differences that we have in our traditions. Let's bring out the real difference, and we'll even present it to students and people on campus. Be beautiful. We're so united, we can talk about the differences. That's Christian unity. The evangelical group on campus, they're seeing what we're doing, committing to Christ. The evangelicals are excited for us. They're like, wow, way to go, Catholic community. They are happy. We went to one event. One student was completely touched by the service. That invitation to accept Christ, it touched the student. She came out thanking this minister for his words and for the service. And of course, he's a good minister. He's like, oh, do you want to get connected? We can sign you up on the email list, and we're all walking out together. She's like, no, that's all right. I'm with him. Oh, that was a little ambiguous. Like, with a Catholic church, with Jesus, I don't know. But she's like, I'm taken care of. I'm with him. It's taken care of, but we're all united in Christ. Let's give ourselves to him so we can have true unity, beginning here in our church, here in our Catholic community. Share that with all Christians. And then we can bring unity here in the United States of America.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.